say, this God that I know, he's the one that conquered death. Therefore, I will live. I will not die. To declare the glory of God. I declare that God is my Father. I declare that God, the God of Abraham, is my Father. I declare that sickness will not dominate my life. I declare I'm not a failure, I'm a success. I declare I'm a winner. I declare I make confession that I am strong. I declare I am able to do all things through Christ that gives me strength. I declare I can do all things. I declare I arise above the storm. Make declaration this morning. Make declaration this morning. Make declaration. Speak for the ears. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the God of impossibilities. And that is what we are declaring today, that our God can do all things. There is nothing impossible for him to do. There is no situation God cannot address. There's no mountain he cannot bring down. Our God can do all things. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you. These are confession. These are declaration that you can do all things. I pray this morning that you will move among us. Move among us. Do the impossible. Glorify yourself. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please have your seat. I pray the Lord will help me this morning. Anyone who has brought a yellow card, you can keep your card. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's our month of possibilities, I believe. And God is set to do us good. There's a chorus that says, God can do anything, anytime, anywhere. There is nothing that God cannot do. He can do all things. Glory be to God. Praise the name of the Lord. And the possibilities, they take place in the place of prayer. Because that is where you discover God. And it brings about revelations of what he can do and what he will do for you. Is somebody hearing me this morning? And it is in the secret place that you discover God. Hannah discovered God in the secret place. You know, Hannah had no child, and she was being tormented by her other woman. But she proposed in her heart to look for God in the secret place. And she went there and found God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. She went to Shiloh as usual with many others. But this woman connected with heaven. She discovered a secret place where the impossibilities happened in her life. I pray for someone today. May you discover that place in Jesus' name. It is in that place that revelations will come, insight will come. Genesis chapter 17. The Bible said in verse 1, when Abraham was 90 90 years old and 9, the Lord did what? Appeared to him. It is in the secret place that you find revelation, that you find insight of what God is going to do. Verse 2, the Bible says, I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. Hallelujah. And in verse 4 it says, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. That was declared unto Abraham in the secret place. It happened in the secret place. Friends, there is no other way to find this God of possibilities than in the place of prayer, in the secret place. May God help you to discover it. I say, may God help you to discover it in the mighty name of Jesus. There are issues of life, you know, that overwhelm us, that make us to run helter-skelter, to look for help, to look for solution. They are above us. They are beyond what we can cope with. But you have listened to testimonies of God's great doings in our midst. And this God will do more. I say he will do more for you in the mighty name of Jesus. When he comes into the situation, he will do more than you expect of him in the mighty name of Jesus. So I titled our short message, On His Arrival. Genesis chapter 18, verses 10 and 14. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to this time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah had it in the tent door, which was behind him. Verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Capital no. At the time appointed, that's a repetition, and that's an emphasis. What he said in verse 10 is repeating the same in verse 14. What did he say? He says, at the time appointed, I will do what? I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Certainly, there is a time of arrival. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This God will arrive. He will surely show up. He will come into your matter. I don't know what the situation is like, but that situation can be confronted with the word of God. And that is what God did to Sarah. You know, she has been in that situation for many years. Abraham, the husband, was 99. Sarah herself was how many years old? I guess 90. All right. And no child. Meanwhile, there was a word, there was a prophecy that God said Abraham will become a father of nations. He said, that is the covenant I have with you. You will be father of nations. I will multiply you. 99 years, nothing has happened. Friends, I want to tell you today that for every situation you are going through, the weapon that you need is the word of God. Confront that situation with the word of God. The word of God came unto Abraham. Genesis 18 verse 10. The word of God came to him. He said, I will certainly return unto thee. I will certainly visit you. Assuredly, I will certainly appear in that situation. I will certainly make my presence known in that situation. Because why? He is not a disappointment. Glory be to God. And when he appears, of course, situation will change. Confront that situation with the word of God, with the word of prophecy. Glory be to God. Sarah has given up as it were. And that's why she could say, in fact, she lied. Say, this God, are you joking? Are you joking? Say, let me bring to your notice that I am 90 years old. My husband is 99. That's mathematics, right? Hallelujah. As if to say, God, if you don't remember, I can teach you figures. I can bring certain things to your remembrance. Mathematically, I am 90 years. My husband is 99 years. Let it sink. What are you going to do? Some of us, you have added one and two together, and you have reached a conclusion that it's not going to happen. But our God is the greatest physician, is the greatest mathematician, and he can solve your problem. Hallelujah. You know, there are some mathematical problems that you cannot decode. By the time you put all the X, Y, and Y, Z, and raise them to power, whatever, your calculator will fail. But there's a God who does not fail. He will address all your problems in the mighty name of Jesus. Sarah thought to herself that, look, you said I will have a child at this age. I have gotten to the age of menopause. Is that what they call it? But God is not the God of menopause. He does not stop. Because there's no stop there. Hallelujah. You remember that woman? You must have seen her on the Facebook or WhatsApp. Was it close to 60 years? Even the governor of Ogun State visited her in the hospital. The woman gave birth. The husband is a professor. And they had no child for many years. Scientifically, she should not give birth. But God intervened. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Is anything too hard for God to do? There is nothing. There is nothing. There's a colleague of ours. We finished from the same university a year ahead of me. For years, no child. He has retired from work after many years, close to 22 years, before God decided to answer them. With what? Twins. Is anything too hard for God to do? There is nothing. My wife's colleague, about 4 years ago, she came to Alakadia. When my wife saw her, I said, where is her? She brought that Randoro thing like that. I said, is this number whatever? I said, that's you. The first one. After how many years of marriage? She has gone to all sorts of places. Then when God decided to visit her, her story changed. I pray for someone here this morning that God will visit you. His visitation will bring laughter to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, when men say there is a casting down, as for you, there will be what? There will be a lifting for you. That matter is not concluded. The situation is not over. If God has not said a thing, who is the person that will declare it to? Hallelujah. So our God is on the throne. Don't resort to what maybe will be. You know that our God is more than that. He will deal with every situation in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God can suspend the law of nature because of you, because of what he wants to do. After all, Joshua prayed that the sun should stop. Until the victory was won, the sun stayed. And scientists have to now begin to look for where is the missing day. Hallelujah. they now have to go to the Bible. That, oh, somebody prayed. He declared and made a declaration. That son stayed. And the son stayed. Glory be to God. For you, God will suspend the law of nature to bring about the impossible things in your life in the name of Jesus. He's the Almighty God. Glory be to God. When God appears in situations, a few things happen. I want to enumerate them. When God arrives, when God shows up as the Almighty God, the King of Kings, the mighty man of war, when he appears in the situation, defeat turns to victory. Hallelujah. I pray for someone here today. Every defeat you are going through, we turn to victory in the mighty name of Jesus. The disciples were going through a period of defeat. Jesus Christ went to the Mount of Transfiguration. Before he came down, a man came with his son suffering from epilepsy. And the disciples had been fighting all day. No solution. It was a moment of defeat for them. Jesus came down. The man went to him. Master, I have this matter. I brought my child to your servant, to your disciples. They could not do anything. And the master came and said, okay, I have come. Where is the child? And he cast out the demon out of the child. The child was made whole. Friends, I announce to you that every difficulty you are going through, every situation that looks like you have been defeated, the King of Kings will arrive. And turn your defeat to victory in the name of Jesus. When it appears you have failed, you have done everything possible. You have struggled. You have labored. You work hard. You work yourself to death. And what do you have to show? Nothing. That is what Peter and his colleague went through. He said, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. But Jesus appeared. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Their failure was turned into success. I don't know what you are going through. Maybe you are a student. You have been finding subject difficult. I don't know what the challenge is. Your business, there's no way out. It's like everything is just going down. I announce to you today that the Almighty God himself will arrive in that situation and he will turn your failure to success in Jesus' name. When this King of Kings arrives, he brings life to a situation. Are you with me? He brings life to a dead situation. He brings life. You remember Jairus' daughter? Jairus sent for him. Before Jesus could arrive, the girl died. And it's like, oh, Jesus, don't worry. The matter is over. The child is dead. Jesus said, no. He came there and he called out the girl, come alive. Every dead situation will come alive. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. He got to Lazarus' grave. The sister said to Jesus, if you have been here, our brother will not have died. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He stepped in. He came. On his arrival, the dead came alive. Again, I announce to you, that business, that situation that appeared dead, will come alive in the name of Jesus. That part of your body that has been ruled out, that it is dead, we receive life in the name of Jesus. Not just that. There was this woman, the only son of the woman, died, and they were going to bury her, bury him. And they had an encounter at the gate. I pray for someone this morning. This risen Jesus will encounter you. When it appears you have given up, he will show up. I say he will show up in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus arrived and he touched the coffin. The dead man came alive. You know what the people said? They declared, oh, a prophet has visited us. In fact, a prophet has risen among us. And they said, God has visited us. I pray that God will visit you. His arrival will bring laughter to your mouth. His arrival will change your story in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When Christ appears, even for Dorcas, who was also dead, they carry her. They already washed her for burial. They called on Peter. Peter, there is a situation in our hand. Peter came and he prayed. Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. I pray for someone this morning that matter that you have given up over will come alive in the name of Jesus. When he arrives, he does impossible things. He turns things around. When he arrives, he turns lack into surplus. Glory be to God. When he arrives, he makes the inability to be, you know, the inability in your life will submit to ability. Because God, our God, is an able God. He can do all things. Somebody shout hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. Our God is the God of all impossibilities. He will address all our situations in the mighty name of Jesus. When is his arrival time? When is his arrival time? I don't know. But one thing is that he will come. He will arrive when he arrives. Hallelujah. He will arrive at the season of your time. Friend, do you know you have a season? And God said to Abraham, at the season of life, I will arrive. There's a season of life for you. And may you not miss that in the name of Jesus. God will surprise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly, what are the things you need to do? Number one, you must anticipate his arrival. You must anticipate his arrival. You are ever ready. Looking up, say, when will this God arrive? And you are full of anticipation that surely he will come. Habakkuk said, I will stand by my watch. I want to see what this God will do. He was waiting, anticipating the arrival of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Friends, anticipate his arrival. And surely he will come in Jesus' name. Wait for him. Wait for him. Habakkuk said, I will wait. He said, even if this vision, in fact, he first said, this vision is for what? An appointed time. If it tarries, he says, I will wait. I will wait. Friends, I want to encourage you this morning. Wait for the promise of the Father. Even if it tarries, surely it will not tarry. It will happen in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to believe the word of God. God said to Abraham, I will certainly return. That is his word, the word of prophecy. That is his word. In that situation, God said, I will certainly arrive. I will show up. God will show up in Jesus' name. The Bible says God is not a man that will lie. Whatsoever he has said is able to bring to pass. And every word of God concerning you, God will bring to pass in Jesus' name. You know what Elijah said? Elijah said, by this time tomorrow. That was a word of prophecy. He knew the season and declared, by this time tomorrow, there will be abundance in the land. I pray for you. Those who are going through life, by this time tomorrow, God will bring supply unto your death steps in the mighty name of Jesus. God is able to do that. The Bible says the Egyptian that you see today, you will see them no more. I don't know the forces that are pursuing you, the matters that are over your life. You will see them no more because God will arrive in that matter in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Number three is that you must have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Your faith is the vital key that unlocks the miraculous to your possibilities. God will unlock the miraculous for your possibilities when you have faith in Him. So, friend, have faith in God. Hold on to Him. Hold on to Him. Faith is the connection between you and the power of God for the possibility. Faith will connect you with God, the God of possibilities, the God that can do all things. Have faith in God. Believe Him and hold on to His word, and it shall be well with you in Jesus' name. Faith will give substance to your hope. What is it that you are hoping for? What is it that you are trusting God for? Have hope. The Bible says faith is the assurance of what? Things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Your faith will give substance to your hope, and that will happen in Jesus' name. If you have faith, the Bible says, as a mustard seed, what will happen? He said, you will say to this mountain, be moved from here to there. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, it shall be so. Glory be to God. That is what faith can do. As you hold on to God, as you wait on Him in the mighty name of Jesus. When you hold on to God in that situation and you give God praise, quality praise, God will do the impossible for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Paul and Silas, they discovered that. They were chained. They were thrown into the jail, into the dungeon, chained down. All the doors were locked. Gates were locked. Maximum kirikiri, so that you cannot escape. But while they were there, they gave God quality praise. And as they were doing this, there was a movement. God arose and He spoke a word. He sent an angel. There was a shaking. That was a movement. Hallelujah to God. The gates were thrown open. And Silas, the chains, Paul and Silas, the chains holding them were broken into pieces. That is what God can do for you. When He visits in that situation, He makes all things possible for you. And this God has not changed. He will change your story. I say He will change your story in the mighty name of Jesus. God will change your story. And He will put laughter into your mouth in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God will bring about a turnaround for you. God will surely arrive. In that situation, He will arrive. The impossibility will become possible in the mighty name of Jesus. Lastly, Hebrews 10:23 says, we should hold fast the confession of your hope without wavering. Hold fast the confession of your faith without wavering. For He who promised, the Bible says His word, He's faithful. The one who promised is faithful. He's not a man that will lie. He will bring about that which He has promised to do. And He will do it for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Sarah, the Bible said, she received strength to conceive and to give back. Hebrews 11:11-12. Sarah received strength to conceive. You know, she has passed the age of menopause. Scientifically, nothing could be done. But when the King of Kings arrived, that story changed. That story changed. Your story will change. May you receive strength. I said, may you receive strength. The strength to conceive. Conceive ideas, business ideas that will change your present situation, you know, into another level. I don't care the crisis you are going through. The crisis of now is an exit for you. And it will lead to a land of possessions for you in the mighty name of Jesus. All you need to do is to trust God. Hold on to Him. Receive strength to conceive. Receive strength to bring forth. And God of possibility will surely arrive in the mighty name of Jesus. Shall we rise up as we pray together?